Page 102. Our biggest export is our people. It was April the 14th, 1950. I'll always remember it. I was 18.
Bridie recalls.
We were sad to be leaving our home in Ballinickle, but also excited at the prospect of what lay ahead. There was very little in Connemara back then, very little in Ireland. It was so exciting to get to Euston Station in London for the first time. It was all so new and unexpected. Then you went home to Ireland, and when you came back the second time to Euston, it just looked so grey and dirty, and you knew you were back to work, and that work would be hard, and it would be a long way from home. But families had always experienced this. My mother, Delia Cloherty, left for America in 1921 and used to tell us of passing through Dublin on her way to catch the liner in Liverpool. The smoke from the fighting was rising above bombed-out buildings on Dublin streets in the War of Independence as she passed by on the train. We knew as children we'd probably have to leave as well when we were older. It's just so sad that nothing has changed all this time on. After all that struggle and sacrifice. We went back to Connemara every summer and loved doing the work on the farm that we had previously thought of as such hard work. We knew that the work in London was tougher, but we wanted to send money back to help out back home. Like the Polish do in Ireland now, I suppose, and like the Irish are once again doing from England and all over the world. There was no work in Ireland then and no benefits. It felt like the whole village was in London after a while. You were with your people. The Irish would tend to share houses with each other and keep a very close community together. I've lived in England for 60 years now. But Ballinakil will always be my home.
The Irish Examiner, 2010.